CD 1. This is the Business English Certificate Vantage 5, Listening Test 1. You will hear an introduction to each part of the test, and you'll have time to look at the questions before you listen. You'll hear each piece twice. While you're listening, you should write your answers on the question paper. You'll have time at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. Part 1. Questions 1 to 12. You will hear three telephone conversations or messages. Write one or two words or a number in the numbered spaces on the notes or forms below. After you have listened once, replay each recording. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the note below. You will hear a man calling his office. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Thank you for calling Anderson's International. Our offices are closed at the moment. Please leave your name, number, and message after the tone.
Hello, Martin Hayes here. I've just arrived. The journey was fine, no problems at the airport. I've arrived at the retail exhibition. The building's really impressive. The only problem is the stands that we sent by air cargo last week are missing. The computer's arrived and the posters are here, though. Can you get onto the transport people first thing in the morning to track them down and get them here by tomorrow evening at the very latest? Stress how urgent it is. Also, I've just unpacked the brochures and realised we haven't got enough price lists to give out with them. We'll need another 500. Use a courier to get them out here, the day after tomorrow at the latest. Call me back when you know what's happening. I'm at the press conference all morning today, but you can get me during lunch. I'll speak to you again later.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 2. Questions 5 to 8. Look at the note below. You will hear a woman calling about a job application. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Oh, hello. Can I speak to Jill Croft, please?
I'm sorry, but she's not here at the moment. Can I take a message?
Oh, please. It's Sarah Middlemiss here. MIDDLEMISS. From Pegasus Communications Limited.
Thanks. What's the message?
Well, I'm the personnel manager here at Pegasus. It's regarding the position of sales executive Jill has applied for. It's just to let her know that before we arrange interview dates, we're inviting applicants to a company presentation on the 28th. We'll confirm this, of course, by letter.
Fine. I'll let her know that.
Oh, one other thing. We've received her application and curriculum vitae, but can't find any mention of her referees. Could you ask her to let us have their details as soon as possible?
Okay. I've noted that down.
Thanks very much for your help.
No problem. Bye for now.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 3. Questions 9 to 12. Look at the note below. You will hear a man phoning about some arrangements for a meeting. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hello, sales. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. Is Lauren O'Neill there?
I'm sorry, but she's at lunch right now. Can I take a message?
Okay. It's Chris Darcy here from Human Resources. I'm phoning about next week's...
Oh, hang on. I just need to get a pen. Right, here we are. So, it's Chris Darcy from HR, and it's about...
The shareholders' meeting next week.
Okay. And what shall I tell Lauren?
Tell Lauren the board's decided to make an official statement about the planned merger. I know we weren't going to, but they've changed their mind.
Oh, yes, that's interesting.
But not entirely unexpected. Anyway, the MD needs Lauren to put together a presentation showing the combined sales of the newly merged group.
Okay, I've got that. Is there anything else?
Yes. Tell her that I'll handle the presentation about HR issues, but could Lauren also include something about expected savings in her part of the presentation?
Okay, I'll give her the message.
That's great. Thanks very much.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.